go around the room here. Anybody watch the vice presidential debate last night?
No, I didn't.
I did watch some of it on my phone while I watched Wild Hogs on TV.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. We thought about turning it on, but I was sort of like, if I'm going to watch baseball, I'm at least going to watch pro baseball. I'm not going to watch minor league baseball.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to watch football, I'm going to watch the NFL, not the CFL.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I heard someone call it the dad debate. Just going to be a couple dads debating.
All right. Some must-have moments. They mostly talked about their running mates and were assaulting their running mates. This is Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine is he's Hillary's running mate. He's Hillary's ball and chain, mm-hmm. and Mike Pence is Donald Trump's better half.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mike Pence said Kaine whipped out that Mexican thing again.
When Donald Trump says women should be punished, or Mexicans are rapists and criminals,
I'm telling
or John
you.
McCain's not a hero, he is showing you who he is.
Senator, you whipped out that Mexican thing again.
Can you defend it?
There are criminal aliens in this country, Tim, who have come into this country illegally, who are perpetrating violence and taking...
It sounds like they're talking about the plot of Men in Black.
Uh-huh.
The criminal aliens.
Right?
Look, there are aliens that we learned this the other day when
there
we were talking to the guy who chats with the dead alien mm-hmm. named Moo, but there are aliens, like literal outer space aliens that are in this country right now. Let's not confuse them with Mexicans.
Right.
That's the great crime here. Tim Kaine says Trump guy has a Mount Rushmore of dictators.
Third, he loves dictators. He's got kind of a personal Mount Rushmore. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Muammar Gaddafi,
and
Saddam Hussein.
I have to admit, that would be kind of pretty cool to have.
A Mount Rushmore?
Well, like a little bust of Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of with the face. Like, you know, it's something you could put on your mantle.
Uh-huh.
It's tchotchke.
Yours would have The Rock on it, probably, right?
Well, and not if it was of dictators.
Oh, right.
Damn you, for me, if I had a Mount Rushmore of dictator, of course I'd put myself on it. It would be Kim Jong-un.
Right.
It would be Kim Jong-un.
Uh-huh.
It would be Kim Jong-un. That's three. And then there would be the whale that shoots ice cream out of his blowhole.
Of course. How can you not put him
the four
on?
Four most powerful creatures in the universe. here's when the vice presidents apologized for interrupting each other.
I was listening to the avalanche of insults coming out of Senator Kaine a minute ago.
These were
said,
Donald.
He says,
hold on a second.
It's my
Governor.
Time, Senator.
It is, in fact, the governor's time.
I apologize. Says, this is your 2 minutes.
Thanks. I forgive you.
Hillary Clinton said something on the campaign trail, and the very next day she said, you know what? I shouldn't have said that.
She said, hey.
Governor, is Senator Kaine's 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, that's right. So now we're even.
Yeah.
look.
Lindsay, the other time when you were talking
mm-hmm.
and I interrupted you,
yeah.
I want to say I apologize for that. That was my fault.
That's
I'm really
okay.
Sorry.
I just want to tell you that I'm really sorry for when I interrupted you because was totally
me. When I broke in
no,
and I said,
totally interrupted you.
Yeah, but that wasn't before I had interrupted you. I interrupted you a lot.
And so I just want to apologize.
If you could just let me get this out, I'm trying to apologize to you.
I'm trying to apologize to you too. That's the problem. So there's that. I think we both just want to say I'm sorry.
And this is Mike Pence with an interesting line.
I try and spend a little time on my knees every day.
I have no idea what that's in reference to.
I try and spend a little time on my knees every day.
Hmm.
Well.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
Do you think those two things are related?
Absolutely.
Certainly.
It was in the same, a period of time that they were talking, so it must be related.
You can say that it was in the same vein.
Oh!
Uh-huh. All right.